Pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza!
Hungry for some pizza now? Yeah, that's what we thought.
Get yours at Domino's Hawaii. We deliver aloha.
This podcast is sponsored by Kapili Solar Roofing, building peace of mind one roof at a time. Kids City Adventure, Hawaii's only indoor luxury playground. And Long's Drugs. Download the CVS app today and make Long's a part of your day.
Well, happy Aloha Friday. You've got Mark Carpenter and Casey Lund here filling in for Dylan. He has some time off. Some important updates to get to, starting with an early morning development on the island of Maui. That's where a mother and her baby were found safe after they had been reported missing. Let's get the very latest.
Maui police are thanking the public for help in finding a woman wanted for custodial interference. As of 6:30 this morning, authorities said 37-year-old Nadira Rosado and her son have been located. Officials said the baby is in good health and the Maile Amber Alert has been canceled. Police said Rosado left her home in Wailuku with her 3-month-old son, Hoku Nui Wada, yesterday. The same day, the boy's father was granted sole custody of him.
What to do about that massive balloon seen flying over Montana this week is the latest national security concern for the Biden administration. It's believed to be a Chinese spy balloon, but so far, Beijing denies that. Willie James Einman has the latest.
The giant balloon first spotted over Montana is heading east. The Pentagon won't reveal the exact location, but says the balloon from China is over the center of the continental U.S.
We currently assess that the balloon does not present a military or physical threat to people on the ground at this time.
China says it is a weather balloon that veered off course. The U.S. believes otherwise.
We know that it's a surveillance balloon. We do know that the balloon has violated U.S. airspace and international law. Which is unacceptable.
At this point, military commanders have decided not to shoot down the balloon.
We do recognize that any potential debris field would be significant and potentially cause civilian injuries or deaths.
Lawmakers also want to know what's going on. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has called for a bipartisan intelligence briefing on the situation.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken had been expected to meet with China's president in Beijing at high-level talks this weekend, but the State Department now says his trip is postponed. The development marks a new blow to already deteriorating U.S.-China relations. Willie James Inman, CBS News, Washington.
A former Punahou basketball coach arrested for having child pornography made his first appearance in federal court this morning. The FBI arrested Dwayne Ewan at his Manoa home yesterday. Newly unsealed court documents reveal disturbing allegations against the 49-year-old who started coaching youth basketball in the early 2000s. Federal authorities say they have copies of text messages from 2020 between Ewan and one of his players, a 17-year-old girl. Those messages allegedly showed Ewan repeatedly asking the girl for sexual acts and inappropriate photos, even offering her money. Authorities also executed a search warrant on Apple to access Ewan's iCloud account and found nude images of the girl. He'll be back in court for his detention hearing on the 7th and will remain in custody.
A retired Navy captain from Kailua will serve prison time for his role in an international bribery scandal. David Haas was sentenced to 30 months in prison on charges that he accepted more than $90,000 in bribes from foreign defense contractor Leonard Francis, better known as Fat Leonard. According to court documents back in 2012, Leonard provided Haas and others with hotel rooms, expensive dinners, and parties with alcohol and prostitutes in Indonesia and Japan. Haas then used his influence to steer Navy ships to Asian ports controlled by Francis to further his business interests. In addition to prison time, Haas has also been ordered to pay over $120,000 in fines and restitution. Meanwhile, Francis remains in Venezuela, where he was arrested last September after escaping from U.S. custody. It's unclear if U.S. officials have requested his extradition to face charges.
A bill is advancing through the state legislature to address a landmark legal ruling. In September, the state Supreme Court ruled that major felony charges must be handled by a grand jury. The state Senate passed a bill to let prosecutors use a grand jury or a judge to file those charges as they have for decades. The bill now goes to the House.
A townhome unit in Mililani went up in flames last night. This happened at the Hale Kalopau complex on Kalopau Street. It's described as a six-unit, two-story building. Firefighters arrived at the scene just after 11:30 last night. Flames were fully extinguished just before midnight. HFD tells us there were no injuries. Our photographer who was at the scene saw the fire investigators inside the unit with flashlights, and it appeared the interior was gutted. No word yet on the cause or an estimate on damage.
Brace yourselves if you're in the middle of lunch. For the first time, a breeding site has been found in Waimanalo for the invasive coconut rhinoceros beetle. Workers with a tree service company called Star Farms Conservation found 24 of the beetle's larvae yesterday. They're in a pile of mulch that someone had dumped outside their property a few weeks ago.
This time they decided to dump a pile of cocoa mulch, and today we were addressing it finally. And lo and behold, our guy Andrew dug in one pitchfork full and these things just started popping out.
What happens is the beetle hitches a ride with green waste, compost, moved with accidentally with landscaping plants, things like that.
The beetles, which feed on important crops like bananas, sugarcane, and pineapples, were first found on Oahu 9 years ago. Officials say it might be too late to eradicate them, but they are trying to contain the spread.
Hawaii Island police are asking for the public's help in locating a 26-year-old woman who's been missing for over 3 years. Authorities say Kiara Lavinia Henry was reported missing on Maui in late July 2019, but her family recently received a tip that she may have been seen in Pahoa Town on January 13th. Henry is from San Diego and was visiting Maui on vacation. Police say her rental vehicle was later located along with some of her personal belongings at the Waianapanapa State Park back in July 2019. She has not been seen or heard from since. Henry is described as 5 feet 3 inches tall, 120 pounds, with wavy brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information is asked to call police. Maui County Mayor Richard Bisson has visited the summit of Haleakala. That's where 700 gallons of diesel fuel spilled at a Space Force facility. Bisson said he told military officials the summit is sacred and they must engage with Native Hawaiian caretakers of that land. Brigadier General Anthony Mustelier said the Space Force is committed to accountability and repair. A press conference has been set for Monday when officials will present a spill remediation plan.
The Maui firefighter sucked into a storm drain during a flood last week is still fighting to survive. And as Chelsea Davis reports, his family is pleading for blood donations.
Trey Evans Dumoran is in desperate need of blood donations. The 24-year-old Maui firefighter was sucked into a storm drain in Kihei on Friday while responding to a flooding call. Loved ones are posting updates about his condition online. The latest one this afternoon says he was taken off sedation briefly. He moved his foot and started responding to commands. But the site also says Trey is needing a lot of blood in order to keep oxygen in his body while his lungs are working to recover.
Trey is a true hero. You know, as all of our first responders are putting themselves as a buffer for keeping our community safe. We know the need for blood is constant and ongoing, particularly for trauma situations like this.
The website asks people to consider donating blood as soon as possible because the Blood Bank of Hawaii has a major shortage. Any blood type is appreciated. Trey needs type O.
We always like to be at a minimum of 3 days blood supply of all blood types. We have less than a day and a half worth of O blood in total. So O pos, O neg donors, please come out and support your blood drives. It's critical that you come out and help us through this challenge.
There is no permanent blood bank on the neighbor islands, but the Blood Bank of Hawaii visits each county on a regular basis, distributing to all the islands. The next blood drive on Maui is in March.
You have the ability to potentially save 3 lives with one single blood donation. We need as much as 200 blood donors every day to meet the needs of our 18 civilian hospitals.
Blood Bank of Hawaii is tracking donors specifically coming in for Trey. Just use the sponsor code 1898. Reporting in Wailuku, Chelsea Davis, Hawaii News Now.
Revitalizing the Riverwalk. It's a vision and a plan from Honolulu Mayor Rick Blangiardi. announced new plans for the one-block stretch from River Street to College Walk between North Barataria Street and Kukui Street. Blangiardi wants the area to be transformed into a gathering place with plants, lights on the pedestrian bridge, and more walkways with views of the water. He says the city's idea recently got support from a national architecture group.
We submitted our concept on what we wanted to do, which was to activate it for cultural purposes so we could bring people to Chinatown and we could do things down there. Given that incredible space, its incredible history, you could not even build that today under any circumstance. Totally an underutilized asset.
The revitalization of Riverwalk is not a new idea. Over a decade ago, a series of community meetings yielded a 150-page report on what could be done with that area, but the plans never came to fruition. Officials say this latest pitch is still in the idea phase.
Severe weather hitting most of the country, the Northeast bracing for an Arctic blast this weekend, while the South is still recovering from a deadly multi-day ice storm. Emily Ikeda has the latest.
Hey there. Well, right now it's about just above 20 degrees here in Boston. The wind is packing a punch as well, but this is actually the warmest it's going to be for the rest of the day as temperatures are set to topple every hour into dangerously low levels. You can see it's pretty quiet here in Boston. Schools across the city canceled as officials are warning people to stay out of what could be some of the coldest weather parts of the region have seen in decades. It will feel like minus 20 in Chicago today. Tomorrow in Boston, wind chill of 30 below. And get this, a jaw-dropping minus 60 wind chill in northern Maine, where the National Weather Service is calling it an epic generational Arctic outbreak. As I mentioned before, schools canceled here in Boston. They declared a cold weather emergency. Schools also shuttered in Buffalo. They're using signs there to warn people of the danger to come, the potentially life-threatening cold. And that city's just coming off of, weeks later, a deadly blizzard. Now, as we see this Arctic air move in, the South is still thawing out from its week-long icy storm that claimed the lives of at least 8 people and left a tangled mess of power lines and trees. Austin Energy telling its customers it can't say when to expect widespread power restoration. Now, back here in Boston, I did mention we're bracing for that bone-chilling wind chill of 30 below tomorrow. But to put that in perspective, you know, that's actually fairly mild when you look at what nearby New Hampshire at Mount Washington is looking forward to. Minus 100 wind chill paired with 100 mile per hour winds. So I suppose I should be saying it could be worse. I'll send it back to you guys.
Ooh, that's rough, Mark.
And back here at home, a much different story weather-wise. A little cloudy, and we'll see what the weekend will hold. Let's check in with Guy Hoggy.
How's it on this Friday? Get ready for increasing showers. Not so much today, especially should be drier for Maui County and for Hawaii Island. But you can see those showers coming into Kauai and to Oahu, getting more intense by this afternoon. We could even see some pop-up thunderstorms for Kauai and Oahu through tomorrow. Again, it should be less of a threat for Maui County and for Hawaii Island. And everybody should get in on the stronger trade winds by this afternoon. So winds are going to be picking up. We'll get scattered showers later. Later in the day, for the first part of the morning, it should be relatively dry, save for Kauai and the windward side of Oahu. That's where we're already seeing some showers. And as far as the surf, it's on a downward trend almost everywhere. Slow drops, even that South Shore swell is on the way out. Now, we could see a minor boost over the weekend for North Shores. Hopefully, that's good enough for the Billabong Proid pipeline to kind of wrap up, although they need a couple more days. So today and tomorrow, increasing showers for Kauai and Oahu, maybe even some isolated thunderstorms with some heavy rainfall. That's today and tomorrow. And then on Sunday, the rain should start to ease up, focusing mainly on those windward and Mauka areas through Monday, and we're expecting mostly sunny, drier conditions by Tuesday.
And many are hoping the weather cooperates for this weekend's Punahou Carnival. The event is back in full force for the first time since pre-COVID. Casey shows us what's in store.
Aloha from Punahou Carnival, and this is an exciting year, and actually in my favorite spot. This is the plant area under the tent. Really, really cool part of the carnival that also raises funds, again, for the financial aid program here at Punahou. And that is such a good program. It benefits a lot of people. And I want to introduce some friends that I found here in this forest. I have Lulu Uluave and I have Evan Porter. They're both juniors, the class of 2024. You guys are responsible for putting this on. Let's take a little walk. We'll show off some of the plants. I want to ask you, Lulu, again, what's your favorite part of the carnival?
My favorite part would have to be the food.
The food?
Food and friends.
There's a lot of food and friends. We already talked earlier today when we were on the morning show about the mango chutney, the lily koi butter, all that stuff, those staples that people are already lining up for. Evan, what about you, your favorite part?
Oh, my favorite part has got to be the sports booths. Basketball, strongman.
You and I played a little basketball. You're much better than I. Evan's on the basketball team here at Punahou, by the way. I also want to ask you guys about why this is so special this year, because we know that for the last couple of years, it was not really the Punahou Carnival that we all know and love. That's such a special part of the community. What's it like for you guys to bring it back this year in 2023?
So obviously, we along with the rest of the community have missed it for the last couple of years, but this year's also especially special for us because we're the junior class that gets to put it on. So we get to take some leadership roles and make a difference in our community.
Make a difference and do a lot of work. I want to ask you what it's like to put on. This is no easy task. I'm sure you have a lot of help, though. Tell me a little bit about what you guys do to get this all pulled together every year.
It's all preparation, and we have great leaders, great peers, helping hands all over, like Evan said, community, school, teachers, parents.
And we're going to probably give a special shout out to the parents, right? The parents, the Punahou parents that do a lot, dedicate a lot of their time. They were up here early this morning with us too. Reminder that the carnival runs from 11 to 11 both today and tomorrow. Parking, it gets packed over here, so just be advised. And there are also neighboring organizations, schools like Marinol. They open up their lot, and when you pay there, you're also raising money for those organizations when you pay for parking there. All right, guys, we've had a good day. There's a lot to look forward to, of course, the food, the games. I also want to ask, there's rides again this year for Keiki. Tell us a little bit about specifically what's around for the young kids here at the carnival.
So there's Dizzy Dragons, Speedway, and like I said before, my personal favorite, the Super Slide.
The Super Slide. So a lot. And a reminder, you've been hearing the forecast. There might be a little rain, but a lot of stuff's covered here. Bring an umbrella, though, just in case. And we'll hope that Guy Hoggy was wrong about the rain this weekend and that things are going to be really nice for the carnival. Reminder, you can go to HawaiiNewsNow.com. There's a link on the As Seen on Sunrise tab. That'll take you to the Punahou Carnival website. You can learn everything you need to know about getting here. And if you haven't been here, or you haven't been here in a couple of years, which most people haven't because this is the first year it's back since the pandemic, reminder, drive safe and pay attention when you're here on campus. There's going to be a lot of people. Again, plan for a safe and happy weekend here at the Punahou Carnival. For now, we'll send things back to you.
Casey is just everywhere. Now, you got so much happening this weekend. In addition to the Punahou Carnival, biggest night in music at the Grammys, here's Billy V from L.A.
Aloha no, aloha kako from Los Angeles International Airport, where we are waiting for our flight to go back to Honolulu. Last night was awesome at the Grammy Museum. It was the reception at Mele May in LA, where we celebrate the Grammy nominees. This year, it's Hula Halau o Keali'i o Na Lani, under the direction of Kumuhula Keali'i Sabalos and Natalie A'i Kamau'u. So they performed last night along with Bobby Madero Jr., Kavika Kahiapo, and it was just awesome to be there amongst everyone. Daniel Ho, Grammy Award winner 6 times. He also performed last night with the Halau. So all set, everybody's excited, but now it comes down to who wins the award. That's coming up Sunday night. Just a reminder, I'll have more of a breakdown coming up tomorrow morning on Hawaii News Now Sunrise Weekends. McKenna Maduli will be on the red carpet near the Crypto.com Arena in downtown Los Angeles. And of course, the Grammys are on KGMB coming up on Sunday. From Los Angeles, see you tomorrow morning on Sunrise. Back to you guys.
Thank you very much, Billy. And speaking of Weekend Sunrise, this is the second weekend of the show after it launched last week. Casey caught up with Annalisa Burgos with What Else Is On Tap.
And here in the Digital Center, we have Annalisa Burgos, who's a fellow Sunriser now, just joined the Sunrise crew. You guys launched your Weekend Sunrise show, you and Billy V, Saturday, Sunday, 7 to 9 on K5.
Yes.
Had your first weekend last weekend. How was it?
Amazing, Casey. No, it was really so much fun. Billy V is great, as you know.
Yes, yeah.
And it was just got great feedback. We would love to hear from you guys what you want to see on the weekends. But it's all about getting people ready for the weekend.
Yeah, and I think that's been, you know, that's where we're missing out on sharing with our viewers all that goes on. And speaking of that, what do you guys have going on? I was just at Punahou Carnival.
Yes.
I'm sure you're going to be covering that a little bit.
We'll have some students in to talk about the treats, because if you miss on Friday today, you can come again tomorrow. And of course, there's lots of stuff going on.
I got my Punahou hat.
Of course, they're going to come into the studio. And then we have a lot of events happening, actually. You know, the Ocean Safety Lifeguard tryouts are this weekend.
That's right.
So looking forward to, if you want to follow in the footsteps of our amazing first responders, we'll give you a look at that. Also, Representative Ed Case will be doing a live interview with us because he just got appointed to some very important committees, Department of Defense, or Defense, as well as Homeland Security. And then we also have other interviews. It's Black History Month.
That's true.
So we'll be talking to NAACP local president Alfonso Braggs. And, of course, we have some food segments also because, you know, we love
food. Oh, yeah, you got to do that on the morning show. very good. So lots to look forward to. Annalisa, thanks so much. I know I'm sure it's a lot of work kind of starting that up. So
Don't forget about the Grammys.
That's right, the Grammys.
On Sunday.
Billy V's out there.
Yes.
As well as our McKenna Medulli. So a lot to talk about this weekend. Yeah. Again, Sunrise Weekend, Saturday, Sunday, 7 to 9 on K5. Join them. Thank you so much.
I love you. I'll see you guys later.
All right, sounds great. 7 to 9 on K5. Now, in other news, Patsy Mink will soon be featured on a U.S. quarter. The late Hawaii Congresswoman is one of five joining the 2024 American Women Quarters Collection. Senator Mazie Hirono says she pushed for Mink to be honored because she was the first woman to represent Hawaii in Congress and the driving force for Title IX legislation. The amendment prevents sex-based discrimination in education and sports in any school that gets federal funding. The quarter's design is expected to be released in the summer.
Yeah, what a trailblazer. Definitely deserves that recognition. Thank you, Mark. Some other news from the feed. This is pretty cool and interesting and just something that's completely out of reach for most of us.
We check this out.
Yeah. This is some big money news. Bugatti's last purely gas-powered supercar zoomed off the auction block. How much do you think, Mark?
$50K.
It was, no big deal. A record sum of $10.7 million. Yowzers. It
incredible.
Goes from 0 to 62 miles an hour in 2 seconds. I find that hard to believe, but I guess
a two-second car.
Two-second car, yeah. It has a top cruising speed of 236 miles per hour.
Really an amazing machine there.
Yeah, it is.
It's something else.
Yeah, well, Mark, we have some...
You've had a busy morning,
I have had a busy morning, and I was out at Punahou Carnival. I want to give those kids a shout-out. They were so nice, and they got they gave us hats.
Yep.
Special hats. That's pretty nice. We got some lily koi butter and mango chutney. That's what people were lining up there. And yeah, and whenever I do a story like that...
Bag of malasadas that came into the newsroom,
that's
too.
Right.
Forget about
you know,
that.
Whenever I do a story like that in my life, Shots Mark, I always think about how I can, you know, take this story, the focus away from, you know, what we're talking about and really make it about me.
That's the best way to do a story, right?
And so usually I'll show you this. Usually I've had a lot of luck on air with making things like putts and basketball shots, but not so much this morning.
He did. He made it.
Stephen Grace really razzed me.
Very first try, we weren't on air.
I'll turn it down a little bit. They really razzed me, and then I decided I should have stopped. I was a head mark, but I didn't. And then I went on to shoot basketball. Now, I want to preface this by saying I usually make my basketball shots on air. I've been really lucky. Uh-huh. No skill involved.
Well, because there's extra pressure.
No skill involved here. But
so
this morning.
This is just you going through all the different events at the carnival.
Yep. And boom. I really just wanted to show you that. I wanted to get a Mark laugh on my awesome basketball skills. But then, I made up for it.
Four is not terrible.
And then my really obscene celebration there. But I just thought we'd have a laugh at that and talk about the carnival. It is so important that it's back, so that all that money goes to support kids who, you know, might need a little help with the tuition. I mean, yep. It's a great school, but of course, you know, some families struggle with paying that tuition. So it's about 700 kids that supports. So really big deal.
And you talked about the fact that, you know, over the last several years, in the middle of the pandemic, that, you know, trying to get that event going, and, you know, all the efforts it takes to have it operating in a different capacity, whether it's students only, whether it's, you know, a drive-through setup like that, but to have it back in full force, how everyone remembers it. You got the malasadas going with the camera. You got the live feed of the camera of the malasadas being made. And so always a fun time. And, yeah, let's hope the weather holds up.
Yeah, agreed. And, by the way, just a fun fact for you folks. The malasadas that they make for that, 140,000, Mark.
Incredible.
Thanks so much for being with us on This Is Now.
This podcast is sponsored by Kapili Solar Roofing, building peace of mind one roof at a time. Kids City Adventure, Hawaii's only indoor luxury playground. And Long's Drugs. Download the CVS app today and make Long's a part of your day.
Pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza!
Hungry for some pizza now?
Yeah, that's what we thought.
Get yours at Domino's Hawaii. We deliver aloha.